Madera Community Hospital is one of the many hospitals facing financial hardships across the state. In fact, half of California's hospitals lose money every day, and experts predict many more will follow. KQED health correspondent Leslie McClurg explains why.
The pandemic created the perfect storm to bankrupt hospitals. In the beginning, facilities scrambled to build specialized COVID units. Very sick patients stayed much longer than usual. During surges, a lot of hospitals depended on travel nurses who can charge $300 an hour. It all added up.
The net impact of that was that California's hospitals during the 2 years of the pandemic at its peak lost $20 billion.
Carmela Coyle is the president and CEO of the California Hospital Association.
The federal government provided $8 billion in relief, but that has left California hospitals with $12 billion in losses.
Then you add inflation. Labor costs have increased by 19%. Pharmaceutical costs are up 40%.
The cost of that is just exorbitant.
And finally, there's Medi-Cal reimbursements. One out of three Californians are on Medi-Cal, meaning the state covers their medical expenses because they're low income. But the state only reimburses 74 cents on every dollar of cost.
If the state isn't paying its fair share of those costs, it creates losses for the hospital.
The situation is precarious in Imperial County, Tulare County, Hollister in the Central Coast region, and Eureka up north.
When will this implode? Like, it's not a matter of if, but like when will this implode?
Nicole Braxley was an ER doctor in Sacramento during the pandemic. She says acute care in hospitals is dire. Patients all across the state and the country are waiting 6, 8, sometimes 24 hours for care in the emergency room.
There is no bed with which to see the patient, and all I want to do is see the patient.
That's why some facilities are training doctors to treat patients in the lobby.
We call it vertical care. You know, we say if a patient can stay vertical and they don't need to be horizontal on a bed, they don't get a bed. You know, you sit in a chair.
Those patients can still receive blood tests, EKGs, and even an IV in the waiting room.
We safety pin the IV bag to the wall. We put up little coat hooks.
She says lobby medicine is miserable for both patients and doctors, but it's often the only option. The California Hospital Association is asking the governor for $1.5 billion in immediate relief, and they are lobbying for an increase in Medi-Cal reimbursements over time. For the California Report, I'm Leslie McClurg.